Felix followed the other man's gaze to up there, the command platform. He could barely spot her warrior suit amidst several others of equal or higher rank. He was about to offer to talk to her himself when the lieutenant bounded up beside them on the wall and gestured to Dominguez.
"You're Dominguez, right? You and your squad are moving with my group. Get formed up."
"Yes, sir,"
Dominguez didn't quite snarl. He dropped down to the courtyard to where the other warriors were already lined up for the leap by pairs over the forward wall. There was no gate. Only the ants would have required one anyway. The lieutenant eyed Felix a moment.
"Who are you, scout?"
"Felix."
"Oh,"
said the lieutenant. He watched Felix another few seconds, then bounded away without speaking. Felix watched him go.
"Now what the hell?"
The command frequency chattered into life with the order to move out. The leaping began. Felix watched in silence as almost the entire complement of warriors exited the fort. In seconds, only he, the cannon crews, and the brass jamming the command platform were left. Felix glanced back toward the bunker itself. The liaison officer observers, or tourists, as he had privately labeled them, were nowhere to be seen. He assumed they were waiting to see that it was, in fact, as safe around here as it was fun. Or perhaps they weren't even grounded. Felix knew there was another transit area inside the bunker itself. He had seen the sign for it. He watched the two lines of the warriors working up the forward slope toward the ridge. The leading edge of the formation was already passing through the Moguls and out of sight over the ridge. Within another few minutes, the entire troop would have reached the dorm itself, only a quarter of a kilometer or so past the ridge. It was insane. Shoin appeared on the wall beside him a few minutes later.
"You ready?"
she asked. He nodded. "What else?" They hopped over the wall and started up the long slope to the ridge. The boot prints of the warriors ahead of them left only faint impressions in the siliconite-coated sand. Felix stared idly at them as he trotted along, listening intently to Shoin's chattering tone to hear the reason for everyone leaving the safety of the fort. But Shoin was concerned only with providing him with blow-by-blow details of power plays among the young officers of the staff. Suddenly, Felix realized they were the same thing. He stopped.
"Let me get this straight. We're going out to the dorm because your friend Ali wants to prove something to the CO?"
She looked at him.
"Well, Ali is in charge of all the warriors, and how is he going to be able to show what he can do with them inside the walls?"